Thank you for calling in the Eagle Moss today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Angela, this is Marie Butkowski. How are you today?
I'm okay. How can I help you, Miss Marie?
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, I'm going to say that if I couldn't order online because our car would not let me go down to submit an order. Then I called an order in. They ordered the wrong thing for me. I'm not having a good experience with your website or you. You people, I hope you can correct this for me. I just placed an order, number 9000024533, and I wanted the Hogwarts Gryffindor house scarf knitting kit and the Hogwarts Gryffindor slouch socks and mittens knitting kit and the tea cozy
Ma'am.
And egg cozy knitting kit.
Ma'am.
And those were came from,
Ma'am.
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't even pulled up your account yet. I can't help you till I can pull up your account. I need you to stop.
I'm sorry.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. I'll wait. Just let me know when.
Is your phone number that you're calling in on ending in 6164? Is that associated
yes,
with the order?
Okay. That, yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't want you to have to repeat all of that because I can't.
No,
do
I don't
want to.
No,
so
no,
give
I understand.
Me a
I'll wait.
To get it
I'll
up.
Wait.
What's
I'm sorry, I'll wait.
You said Marie Butkowski.
Butkowski. Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your address?
22780 Oakview Drive in Taylor, Michigan, which is not on this thing. It just has 48180, but it is Taylor, Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your email address?
M. Butkowski. That's Butkowski at comcast.net.
Okay, that's what I have. So all of that is correct.
Okay,
now
good.
I can see your order.
Okay, so the first two items, the Hogwarts, they say Hufflepuff. I don't
mm-hmm.
want Hufflepuff. I wanted the Gryffindor.
Okay, hold on just a second.
I just need you to check. The bottom one is right. The bottom one is correct, but the first two are wrong.
Okay, so you want me to cancel those. Hold on just a second.
Yes, go ahead if you want and resubmit it. The money you
yeah,
already got.
Yeah, you're going to have to reorder once I cancel it. So,
that's
you saying? So you're saying that there it's, yeah, they took the money. Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they haven't authorized. They haven't actually taken it. When I cancel it, it's going to have to go back onto your account. So hold on just a second.
Okay.
Harry Potter. Zero. And you said the first two.
Yes, the third one is right. The tea cozy and egg cozy knitting kit, that's fine because there was no house associated with it. It was only one tea cozy, but the first two are the wrong house. There was supposed
okay.
to be the Gryffindor. And I didn't get this confirmation email till after I got off the phone. Otherwise, I could have corrected it with her while I was on the phone.
Yeah. All right. I canceled those for you. You can go back in now and order the correct ones.
Okay.
All right. And they only did a pre-authorization, so that money from those two.
No, you have to order it for me. I can't.
What you
I
mean?
I can't order
can't.
It. The website will not allow me to order it. It won't let me go down low enough to submit the order. I placed this order on a phone call. I called the order in.
Okay.
I didn't do it online. So I talked to one of your representatives, like, 15 minutes ago, that's all. I just placed this order. And I just pulled this off my email, and then I looked at it, I went, oh, no, wrong house.
Okay, let's see. What site are you on?
I was on Eagle Moss.
Just eaglemoss.com?
Well, I went through it through Interweave Knits. Interweave Knits had the special where you clicked on it, and I went in, I tried to order it 3 days ago, tried to go back in the next day, went back in again today. It allows me to place the order. I mean, it allows me to put the orders in the cart, okay? I can, and I ordered them in the cart, but the cart will not let me go down far enough to submit the order. So I'm stuck. You know, it's like I can't get the screen to go down any lower. So I tried three times, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to, and I sent a note to your tech support, but never heard back. And then I sent a note to Interweave Knits, and they said that they could not help me because you're one of their partners, but I'd have to contact you. So I went on your website, and I found contact you and a phone number, and I thought, I will, if I can't submit the order, I'm going to call it in. And I called it in, and they said they would be glad to help me. And I told her what happened, and she said, we've had some problems with the site. And I said, well, if you can place the order, that's all I care about. My twin sister is crazy about Harry Potter, and we both knit, and she's going to love this. And I said, can you submit the order for me? And she did, and I know I told her Gryffindor because that's the only house my sister likes, and I thought everything was fine until I got the email confirming that it was the wrong house.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to get to the site where you were at and see if I can get your order. Items order for you. That's why I asked you what site were you on.
Tell you where I was. Hold on, let me just get in here. Shop.eaglemoss.com.
Shop. Okay.
Shop.eaglemoss.com. Okay. Shop.eaglemoss.com. And then it's under, and then it says US/search/knitting. And then it comes up with the Harry Potter, collection.
Okay.
And the one I want is the Gryffindor, all I wanted the Gryffindor scarf and the Gryffindor socks, slouch socks, and then that cute little tea cozy at the bottom with a W
on
it.
Okay, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to listen to me carefully. I'm on shop.eaglemoss.com, and I see it says you're on the knitting kits, Harry Potter knitting kits. Is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
That is correct.
Did you do an order today? Is that what you clicked on?
I just put the order in with you. I called it in. I couldn't submit it. In the cart. I took my cart off. I had three items in the cart, and I couldn't go further down to submit the order. It wouldn't go down.
Oh,
and it wouldn't
so
scroll down any further.
IT problem. It was something.
Yeah,
with your
yeah. That's what it is. That's when she said she could help me, and ordered her for me. And so that's what she did. But she ordered the wrong one.
All right. Now,
if you can do that for me, you'll be my best friend today. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. Let's go. Now, since I'm on the site now, I can see it. You said you wanted a scarf from which house?
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
G-R-Y-F-F.
Okay, you don't have to spell it. Just answer the questions for me, okay? So I can get to it.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything, but... Okay, Hufflepuff. Okay, there we go. So it says Hogwarts Gryffindor House... scarf, knitting kit, $29.99.
Correct.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay, go over two more to the right.
Hold on. Okay, hold on just a second. Now, go back. All right, now, what's the other one you said?
The second, the Hogwarts Gryffindor slouch socks and mittens knitting kit.
Okay, hold on. I don't see that. I just see the house scarf. But you said
no, keep
socks.
Going to the right. Yeah, they're sucked. Gryffindor Slouch sucks. It's too
fun. Oh, I see them.
The one
I
online.
See them.
Yeah, okay.
I see them.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, so it's $25.99. I'm going to add that to the
That
cart for
is
you.
correct. That's correct.
All
That's
right.
very good. Thank you. Okay, the
Now,
third
what's the
item
other one?
is the Tea Cozy and Egg Cozy Knitting Kit. It's a couple rows down the screen.
Okay, hold on just a second. All right. I don't see it. What was the other one?
Tea Cozy and
Tea
Egg
Cozy.
Cozy. Keep going down. It's further down the list on the page.
Okay, it's the last one for $25.99.
Yes, it is. Right.
Okay,
there
gotcha.
You go. Right. Those are the three
right,
things
gotcha.
I wanted. Okay.
Okay, let's do checkout. I'm going to get some information from you.
I will.
Okay, it's total $65.58.
Yeah, right. That should be correct because I had a magic use code to give me 20% off, but I think the magic and the same sale that's running are the same. So I'm supposed to get free shipping because it's over $60 and it comes to $65.58.
That's what I have. She got a discount.
Okay.
It said the system said you a discount of $16.39.
That's right. That is
okay.
correct.
So it's right. It's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
and your email
mm-hmm.
address, I'm going to call it back out to you. I only want you to stop me if I'm incorrect because it asked me for your email. So I guess it's going to set it up to your account. I have mbutkowski@comcast.net. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's continue. All right, it's asking me for your shipping address. Is it the same one on your account, 22780 Oakview Drive?
Taylor, Michigan. You might want to put Michigan on it. Michigan didn't
okay.
show up on the, you know,
okay.
had Michigan
right.
on there.
So
the,
I'm going to put
zip
it
is
on
right,
here.
Though.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay, I'm putting in your address, so just hold for me.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. View Drive.
You are helping me out. I hope this is right.
Oh, View Drive. 48180. Address 91. 22780
OAKVIW. Yeah, Oakview is two words. Oakview's two
yeah.
words.
Yeah, I'm looking at your. I'm looking at everything. I don't need anything from you. I can get. I'm
okay.
getting it off your account. So just hold for me.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
And city Taylor. Taylor, State, Michigan, Fine, Michigan. Okay, it's going to be a standard 3 to 5 business days is what it says.
That's fine. I need it by the end of the month, that's all, so I got some time.
Oh, I got a selector. Which method do you want to use? Credit card or PayPal? Which one you got on here? It's
oh no, I had used a credit card. Did you take that off my credit card because
yeah.
I already paid for this?
Yeah, but you got to remember it takes 3 to 5 business days. They had already pre-authorized it when you canceled it. That's what I was telling you before I did that.
Okay,
Yeah.
so I have to pay twice?
Yes, ma'am. This is something separate. They're gonna have to. You have to wait on the bank to refund you your money.
Oh,
Because they had
terrific.
already. Yeah. So, do you want to do your credit
I
card
don't know
that's on
why.
there?
Yeah, I gotta go the same way. I don't know why you couldn't just edit the order. You know, that doesn't make sense to me when it was
Okay.
your fault. You know.
What you mean it was our fault?
It was your fault for putting the wrong order in. I gave the woman the right information. She entered it wrong. I didn't.
Oh, she clicked
See,
the
what,
wrong
yeah,
one.
she
I got
yeah,
you.
she picked it. See, it wasn't, I didn't order online. She did. I was talking to a lady and I said Gryffindor and she ordered Hufflepuff. I went, that's not what I ordered. But
oh.
I didn't notice. See, the person in your customer service department ordered it for me. I can't order on your website. It won't let me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, so that's why I thought, well, why should I have to give you my credit card information when you made the error? I already paid for it, you know.
What's your credit card number that you want to use?
Okay, it's 5512, same one I
mm-hmm.
used before.
Mm-hmm.
1515
mm-hmm.
1580-6702. The expiration, and I'll let you read. I'll have you read it back to me when I'm done. It's 524.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the 3-digit code is 737. And the name on the card is my name. It's Marie, E as in Ellen, Butkowski.
Okay, ma'am, I have all of that already. I put that in.
Oh, okay, good.
Your address.
Okay.
I told you I was getting everything off your account. So hold on just a second.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, so 5512-1515. 1580-6702.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right.
It's
all right. And you said 5/20/24 is the year that it expires.
That's correct. That is correct.
And you said
mm-hmm.
737 is your
That's
CVV
right.
code. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm sorry that I didn't understand that she put it in wrong for you. I just thought
yeah, she did. I didn't put it in wrong. The lady in customer service that I spoke with did.
Okay, sorry about that. 515. I'm making sure I put in the right numbers because I could call it out and still type it wrong, but I have it in correctly.
Okay.
All right,
just as long as it's as long as it says Gryffindor, that's all I care about.
It does. I'm going to read it to you. I have, it just disappeared. But I looked at it. I did that last one you said something about.
Did you submit an order? Did you submit
yes.
the order? Because I can,
yeah.
Would you mind staying on the line with me for like a minute until the new one comes across?
I can wait a couple of minutes. That's it. And then you can tell.
Okay.
If not, you have to
I
call
appreciate.
Back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have
I
any
don't
calls,
to...
so you know, if you call back, it should take you about 5 minutes or less to get there.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't a long wait, but
mm-hmm. It's a Saturday.
I would...
We don't have that many.
Yeah.
Calls
okay.
It says thanks. Okay, there it is. I can give you your order number for this.
Okay,
says,
that would be great.
Marie.
What is that?
Your order has been placed. Your order number is 90000. Which is 90,000 24540 2454.
All right.
And it says,
okay.
Want to create an account so you can pay faster and track your orders? It says, enter a password below and we'll create your account. But I'm looking
at that.
Yeah, I can see what I ordered now. So I'm going to call it out to you. I have Hogwarts Gryffindor House Scarf Knitting Kit, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said,
yes.
Hogwarts Gryffindor Slouch Socks and Mittens. Knitting kit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said
mm-hmm.
tea cozy and egg cozy knitting kit.
That's correct. You got it right.
All right. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, I give you five.
Okay.
Except for having to have to repay again. I would, you know, but I don't think I should have had to do that since I thought you could just edit an order, you know, that you just submitted not even 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, if they hadn't already sent the to get the authorization for it, you wouldn't have had to. But they had already sent it up. Like if they, you know, had been out of stock or something and they were waiting, then before they did anything, I would have been able to do that for you. But they had already sent it up.
Well, thank you, and I hope everything goes okay now, and I appreciate your name. And what was your name again? I know you gave it to me, and I'm sorry I didn't write it down.
It's Angela.
Angela. Mm-hmm. Angela, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much for helping me out here.
You're
okay?
So welcome. Enjoy your items. Thank you for calling in.
I'm good. My sister's going to have a ball. Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye. If there's nothing
you
else,
bye.
You have a great day.
I had a big place for that damn thing.